In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
And I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, he's still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. Let me read to you again this vision that this prophet had 40 years ago, 41 years ago. This priest envisioned a post-imperial papacy, shorn of wealth, shorn of pretenses, shorn of earthly power. From today's crisis, a church will emerge tomorrow that will have lost a great deal. He said, this church will be small to a large extent, will have to start from the beginning. She will no longer be able to fill many of the buildings created in her period of splendor. Because of the smaller number of her followers, she will lose many of her privileges in society. Contrary to what has happened until now, she will present herself much more as a community of volunteers, as a small community. She will demand much more from the initiative of each of her members. She will certainly also acknowledge new forms of ministry, raise up to the priesthood proven Christians who have other jobs. It will make her poor and the church of the little people, and all this will require time. The process will be slow. The process will be painful. This prophet spoke in 1969. He is the theologian Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI. Yesterday we said, he said that we should start at the beginning. And I said, if we have to start at the beginning, we need to see what was there at the beginning. There were men that were sold out, men that were filled with zeal for the gospel, men that would travel the world, men that would suffer for the sake of the gospel, men that were ready to die, and they did for the gospel, for Jesus Christ. Oh yes, you cannot start at the beginning unless you have these men that are so filled with the Holy Spirit, so filled with God, that their pores reek the proclamation of the gospel. Their pores, it comes out of their pores, it comes out of their sweat glands, it's in their DNA. You cannot start at the beginning unless you have men that are filled with the Holy Spirit and power. You cannot start at the beginning unless you go to the beginning. And the beginning was at Pentecost. The beginning was at Pentecost. The beginning was at Pentecost. So I'm telling you, my friends, they were schooled by Jesus Christ. They were with him for 3 years. They ate with him. They drank with him. They were with him. They even worked miracles, but until the Holy Spirit came, they were not able to do too much. They were still in the upper room. They were still closed up. They were still like a bunch of frightened chickens. Oh, yes, but when the Spirit of God came, that's when it all began to happen. There must be the experience of the Spirit of God. There must be the experience of the Spirit of God. Without the experience of the Spirit of God, there is no starting at the beginning. We cannot start at the beginning unless the one who came at the beginning comes upon us with power, comes upon us with might, comes upon us with glory. We cannot start at the beginning unless the Holy Ghost comes upon his people, comes upon people that are ready to do anything for Jesus. You see, he says, I'll continue to use it. He says, I wait for hungry people. I wait for desperate people. You know, they were desperate in that upper room. They were desperate in that upper room. They were desperate in that, they didn't know what to do next. They had no idea. What do we do next? They hadn't got a 5-year plan. They didn't even have a 3-week plan. They were there persevering with prayer in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Persevering in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Oh yes, they were in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, persevering in prayer. I tell you, there is no Pentecost unless we persevere in prayer. Persevere in prayer. Persevere in prayer. Oh yes, persevering in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Persevering in prayer. They were impotent. They were impotent. They had heard the Master say, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. Oh, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. For John baptized with water, but in not many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you know, they went into the city. They went into Jerusalem. They went up to the upper room. They were persevering in prayer. And the scripture says, and suddenly there was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place with tongues of fire that alighted over their heads, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let me tell you, there is no starting at the beginning without Pentecost, without the Pentecostal experience. That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real. The Catholic Church teaches that because we have the sacrament of confirmation. But you see, you can have 5 million people receive the sacrament of confirmation and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. But have they experienced that? Was he released? Do they have the disposition? Are they hungry? Are they thirsty for the Lord to come? You see, he comes to the hungry. He comes to the thirsty. He comes to the ones that are desperate. Without the Holy Spirit, we do not start at the beginning. Without the power of Pentecost, we do not start at the beginning. There is no beginning to start without the Holy Spirit. Then it's our ideas. Our ideas. I want to lead people into the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to lead people to the throne of God where they get baptized with the Holy Spirit, where they want to do what the apostles did. Men that were zealous, men that were sold out, men that were filled with God, men that were filled with zeal. But this zeal came from the Holy Spirit. Jesus had eaten with them. Jesus had laughed with them. Jesus had cried with them. But he said, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. It is better for you that I leave. If I do not leave, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Oh, it is better for you that I leave, because the work that has to be done will be done in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, before I did anything, I went to the Jordan River and was baptized by John, and the Spirit of God came upon me, and the Father's voice was heard, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, I waited for the coming of the Spirit. Oh, yes, I always had the Spirit, but you know, something happened in that Jordan River. Oh, I was now ready to do what the Lord had commanded me from all eternity, to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to proclaim a year of Jubilee. I'm telling you, without Pentecost, I tell you, you don't ever start at the beginning. And the Holy Father says the church will have to start at the beginning with all that she is experiencing, starting at the beginning. And you know, I'm going to just tell you one thing about beginnings, okay? It's humiliating that I always have to keep on starting over again. It's against my flesh that I always have to keep on starting over again. That when I go into myself and go into my fears and go into whatever I go into and I stop praying, I always have to start over again. And that's humiliating. That's very humiliating. But it's good for me. I tell you, it's good for me to realize that I have nothing to give apart from the Holy Ghost. To realize that I can do nothing but mess things up apart from the Holy Spirit. To realize that my heart needs to be captured by the Holy Spirit in order to give it to Jesus. Oh yeah. How many times have I started at the beginning over and over again? How many? I couldn't count them. And I'm going to tell you, it's humiliating.
I would like to tell you now, my friends, it's been since 1968 that the Lord has given me the power of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to tell you I have reached the place of nirvana. Please, I am under the cross. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. That's where I am. Under the cross and by the empty tomb. And I tell you, my friends, after 42 years, you might think that, you know, Father Tom should have it down pat. I don't have anything down pat. If I don't get my wisdom from God and from Jesus, I have no wisdom. I have nothing down pat. In the times I have started over again, I couldn't even begin to recount to you. But you know what? It is good to be humbled before the Lord. It is good to know nothing. Nothing. And say to the Lord, oh God, I have nothing to give you but me. My sins, my brokenness, my emptiness, my disappointments, my broken dreams. Nothing to give you. But here I am, oh God, here I am, just as I am. Being broken before the Lord, waiting for more of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I have experienced the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. But I am desperate for more. I am desperate that he who came at Pentecost would come upon me in a way that would bring me to a new level. A new level, not to glory in myself, but to glory in Jesus. A new level. I tell you, apart from the Holy Spirit, there's nothing. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. If we're going to start at the beginning, we have to start in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to start in the power of Pentecost. We have to keep on starting over. Oh, that doesn't mean we don't learn things. Of course we learn things. But I will tell you, my friends, it is humiliating to speak to God and say, you know, Lord, how far have I come in these 42 years? How far? It makes no difference. Here I am. I come to do thy will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do thy will. I have not gone very far, Lord. Not gone far at all. But you know what? I'm under the cross. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Here I am with her, with the Magdalene, with John. I am under the cross. I'm by the empty tomb. I'm in the upper room. Oh, Lord, all that you've given me, I am so grateful for. But I thirst for more. I thirst for more. More of your Spirit. More of your Spirit. I do not want a cup. I want a river. For the Scripture says there is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Oh, you know, if you're going to start at the beginning, you need Pentecost. You need Pentecost. For John baptized with water, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. But you see, we continually need more and more and more visitations of the Holy Spirit, habitations in our heart. It only comes to those who are in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, persevering in prayer. It's interesting, you know? Interesting. I tell you that God will kill every part of our pride. Every part of our pride, thinking that we know something. Until the flesh is dead. He doesn't kill us, but our pride, thinking, you know, I know better. What do I know? What do I know? Unless he shows me, I know nothing. Unless he plants it in my heart and it grows from my, I know nothing. What do I know? Like, what do I know? Oh, I'd like to tell you, you know, I can tell you all these, I don't know much. But I know that he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shadow of the Almighty, oh, as we stay under the cross, as we stay by the empty tomb, as we're in the upper room, oh, he comes. And he comes with glory. And he comes with power. I'm seeing things today in 2010 that I've never seen before. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with him, because he's ready for this now. He told me many years ago. You know? He told me many years ago that these things would happen. He told me this. I'm going to read it to you again. I've read it. For I have told you that the gift I have given you, this was in 2004, will open up into many places. They will seek you. They will openly seek you out because of what I am doing in you. Not for you. You must be careful as to where you go. Let me lead you. This is my delight, to lead you. I want to lead you. You will see great demonstrations of my power. Demonstrations like waves at each meeting, and they will continue to increase as you are attentive to me, as you are attentive to me. These things have been happening. I was with Father Goudreau yesterday. We went to pray for his sister. And we pray in the name of Jesus that Diane will be completely healed by the power of the blood now. All that cancer goes now in Jesus' name by the blood of Christ. Amen. You know, I was with Father Goudreau. We were at his church last week or the week before. And he started telling me about this psychologist who was healed of a back injury that couldn't sleep. About the woman who walked in on a walker and she's completely healed. About the man who had oxygen for years and doesn't use it anymore. Hallelujah. What did he tell me in 2004? You shall see demonstrations like waves at each meeting, and they will continue to increase as you are attentive to me. As you are attentive to me. This will all be the work of the Holy Spirit. This will all be the work of the Holy Spirit. It will seem like a dream, but it isn't a dream. I have been preparing you for this great displays of power from the beginning. That is why your life has been so difficult. There will be manifestations and great conversions and healings will go together. I will send the right people to you and you will be sought out. And I write, Lord, it's not about me. And he says, that's right. That is why you will be sought out. Because it's all about me, says the Lord. Do not let prayer go. Do not let prayer go. Do not let prayer go. It's all about being with me, for I am your source. I repeat it, I am your source, no one else. Don't expect things from people. Keep giving. I like to see you give. Keep giving, give and give and give. This is who I am. I am the Lord who gives. So
So be like your father. You will also receive, but don't expect it. Don't expect it. Keep giving. Adoration, only to me. I will give you the gift of seeing through people why they are around you. Beware of people who want excitement rather than me. That is why I will let you see.
So you see, it's been a long time, and these things are starting to happen now, because when God says something, he does it. But it's all in the Holy Spirit. Be attentive to me. Be attentive to me. Don't give up prayer, even though you don't know how to pray. Don't give up prayer, even though you feel like a kindergarten person praying, even though your mind is like a mosquito, even though you're so go from one to the other and you can't even have three thoughts together when you pray. Give me yourself. Give me yourself. Give me yourself. Give me yourself. I tell you, my friends, if anything has ever been done through me, it's because of the Holy Spirit. What do I have to give God but my brokenness? What do I have to give God but my broken dreams, shattered ones? What do I have to give God? Just me. Over and over and over again. Here I am, I come to do thy will. I do, I come to do thy will. Just use me. Bless me, use me, use me, use me. Send me out. Send me out to touch people, God, that have never been touched. That people would come to know your love, and that they would come to repent and give their whole life to you. Send me out, send me out. Send me out. Oh, yeah, we have to start at the beginning. We don't start at the beginning without Pentecost, let me just tell you that. And I'm going to tell you there's a cost in Pentecost. There's a cost in the Holy Spirit. For people will reject you. They will talk about you. They will call you names. But you know what? Have no fear. Have no fear. That's what I promise, persecution. Oh yeah, I had it, and I have it. People that I have discipled, given my life to, I never see them anymore. I never see them anymore. People that I have poured out my own life into them, and I don't see them anymore. They have no part in me. But you know what? That's part of the persecution. That's part of the persecution. There is a cost in Pentecost. And who will pay the price? Who will be the zealous people filled with the Holy Spirit that will pay the price and will see the blind see, the deaf hear, the crippled walk, the gospel going out to people? Who will pay the price? Here I am, Lord. I come to do thy will. Though none go with me, still I will follow. And how painful that is. Though none go with me, still I will follow. But you know what? He's worth it. He is worth it. His name is Jesus, and he's worth it. Do you understand me? He's worth it. Though none go with me, still I will follow. It's easy to sing, but very difficult to live, because we are frail creatures, broken, 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 broken. It's easy to sing about. Though none go with me, still I will follow. And when it happens, and it does, so many people have left, packed their bags and left. But I say with Peter, to whom shall I go? I'm bankrupt. I've got nothing. What do I have? What do I have? Nothing. If you don't move, nothing will happen. I often say that to the Lord. If you don't do it, it's nothing's gonna happen tonight. If you don't do it, it's not gonna get done. Oh, Mamma Mia, it's so real. It's so real. Just my speaking on the radio over these 26 years is such a gift that God has given me. I don't even realize the gift. I don't. But it's such a gift. Because I've got your ear and maybe your heart. And maybe you need to start all over again. Don't walk to the cross. Run. Run and bow low. Holy Ghost, you're the greatest. Draw us to Jesus. Draw us to Him who is and was and is to come. Draw us to the Alpha and the Omega. Draw us to the Good Shepherd. Draw us to the heart that was pierced with the lance. The heart that has loved men so and been so little loved in return. Amen. Save these dates, July 18th, 19th, 20, 21, and 22. We're going to be having a glory conference at the Holy Rosary. There'll be great worship. We have people that have traveled all around the world preaching the gospel. One of the people will be Sister Ruth Carneal, who ministered with Sister Ruth Heflin. I ministered with Ruth Heflin myself. She was the greatest. I love Sister Ruth. I love that woman. She had a heart for God, a heart for the poor, a heart for the people. She was truly a messenger of the Lord. Let me tell you, it's the 18th, 19th, 20, 21, and 22. I'll tell you more next week about specifics. So you save those dates, a part of those dates. We're going to be having great glory at the Holy Rosary. That's right. That's right. That's right. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.